Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow, what an incredible day this has been of radio. Absolutely incredible. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. And I told you earlier today about the show we were getting ready to have tonight. And so this is very, very cool that I get to talk to somebody that knows what it's like to have a body that you thought was just not going to work anymore. It just wasn't going to crank out that next bowling ball you threw down the alley, let alone help you breathe and live the life you desire. Curing the incurable, being you and creating health with Liam Phillips joining me here today. Liam is someone that is dedicating his life to making sure that people across the globe get it. And what do I mean by get it? You know, what if you could just heal yourself for the joy of it? I mean, this is one of the messages, one of the questions he takes out into the world and asks. What if incurable was just a point of view? And what if you could change that point of view? These are questions that Liam Phillips has been posing to people all over the planet for the past several years. Why? Because he knows what it's like to overcome horrendous terminal disease, and not just from the point of view of academically reading about it, but this is somebody that experienced this. He's traveled the world in the past 5 years teaching skills from, you know, the Access Consciousness tool chest, and in a very, very special way has been able to talk to people about curing the incurable. It doesn't matter what you think is going on in your body right now, or what someone has told you, or what someone may tell you a year from now, a month from now, 6 months from now. It doesn't matter. Because what does matter is hearing something tonight that will help you step into the world of possibility. What if you were the cure? Liam, thank you so much for joining me here today. Great, great show. I'm so thrilled. You're going to share 10 tips to create a communion with your body and change disease. But let's start chatting, if we could, about what this means, what we do when we step in and believe the symptoms, what the doctors tell us, what we read in the paper. What happens to us from a consciousness point of view?
Hi, Pat. Hi, everybody. We've got a bit of an echo there. I'm just so happy to be here today. My whole body is just like, all my molecules are shaking. Wow, it's really cool. How's it getting better than that? Yeah, well, the signs and symptoms was something that I had a look at when I was sick. Every time I had a symptom, I would go into this, woe is me. Oh my God, it's happening again. Oh my God, oh my God. And it was not a very pleasant feeling to experience. So I started to have a look at what signs and symptoms actually meant to me. And every time a symptom came up, I would attach a meaning to it. You know, exactly that. That's going to cause this. That's going to cause that. And I would actually start to create that in my body to prove my point of view as being correct. So somewhere along the line, I had to have a look at that and change it so that when a symptom came up, I didn't necessarily have to buy it as real. I did a lot of, before I came across these amazing tools with Access Consciousness, I was a healer, and I had done a lot of stuff in with shiatsu and Reiki and other sorts of things. Well, one of the things that I had studied there was some of the Louise Hay stuff, and had a look at some of that. And I remember reading in one of the books there that in the back of that book, You Can Heal Your Life, there's a nice little chart there that talks about if you have a particular thing going on in your body, what does it mean? What is that signpost to?
Right.
So one of those ones was like lower back pain is often to do with money issues. And so I had a look at that in my own disease and had a look at what these sort of things meant. And what occurred for me was that I bought that hook, line and sinker. And so let's just take that one, for example, with the lower back pain, meaning it's got to do something, it's got to be something with money.
Right.
Now, if it's not something to do with money, then you stick yourself with a lie, and you stick yourself for a lie forever, because if you buy the lie, you can't change a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be willing to have a look at it and ask, is this really true for me and my body, or is my body telling me something else? Does that make sense, or am I?
No, it makes sense to me, because, you know, I mean, is it any different, Liam, if I say to you, okay, Liam, you've got a headache. You know what? That headache's related to your third eye chakra. And let's talk about the third eye chakra and what that means, or, you know, whatever. And I go into a story about that. And I say, you know, okay, here's what's happening. Energetically, your life is, your headaches are from some past life creation. I mean, does it matter where the point of view comes from?
Well, for me, no, it doesn't. For some people, it does.
Right, right, exactly, right.
What I found was when I did give that sign or that symptom, and when I did give it meaning, that I would actually get caught up in the story of that.
Right.
And it was actually that story that sort of kept me trapped within the disease that I was experiencing or that I was actually creating.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the really cool things is, like, you don't have to have a terminal disease to get this. It's sort of like it's in all areas of our life. There's how many people out there, they have something to eat. Let's say they have a Coke at lunchtime, and then an hour or so later they're feeling, you know, really bloated and really horrible. Now, the thing is, most people might go to the conclusion that was because they had a Coke for lunch. So if you come to that conclusion and it's not true, then you won't be able to shift what's going on in your body with any ease, because you've actually made the conclusion the right answer, and it was a Coke. So you'll be avoiding Coke for lunch now forever and a day.
Right.
Exactly. And it may have actually been an awareness of somebody else having some stomach problems. I went and saw a movie the other day which really highlights this really well. It was called Loopers.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I know. I was supposed to go see it, and I cannot wait to go see it.
I would really, from a conscious point of view, I found it really interesting. And about halfway through the movie, it flips and has a look at all these things about time travel. You know, it does your head in when you try and work it out logically. Anyway, just at that point where they were talking about this, I had one of those aha moments, and I expanded dynamically. And then a minute after that, I suddenly had this like feeling that I was going to vomit, and it was really strong and almost overwhelming. And I almost went to the conclusion it was because of the awareness that I just had, and that there was something wrong with my body now. And so I had to really stop and look and ask that question, was it really that awareness, or is it something else? And when I asked that question, I got this lightness around it's something else. And I went, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to return it to sender now with all the consciousness attached to it. And it started to lighten up very quickly, and immediately the sick feeling was gone. Well, about 5 minutes later, this woman got up and she said, excuse me, and she's getting out through the rows of the cinema. And she said, I've got to get out of here. I'm going to be sick. So it was actually me picking up her body. It had nothing to do with the awareness that I had, other than it, I had expanded that much more and was able to pick up other people, things that were going on in other people's bodies.
Wow.
So it's just like those daily occurrences. How often do you have like I have pains that go through my head sometimes, you know, like those ice cream pains when you
right, yes.
Ow. Yeah. Well, sometimes I have those and I don't even have an ice cream. And in the past, you know, sometimes I would go, oh, what does this mean? Is it a sign that I'm getting cancer in the brain or a tumor or something like that? Or is it a sign that I'm going to have a horrific migraine later on in the day? And if I ever went to those conclusions, then I would, if I didn't start creating that in my body, I started to create more of that reality. More judgments around or putting more energy into the reality of migraines and cancer and the fear that all comes up with all of that.
Mm. I want to ask you about this because, you know, there are so many people. I know you know the statistics around this, Liam. I know you do. I know you know that if you look at some of the statistics in the United States, for example, about disease and autoimmune disease on the rise, type 2 diabetes on the rise, juvenile diabetes on the rise, you know, so forth and so on. It seems like, and honestly, I was watching a documentary the other day about cancer in children, and I could hardly get through it. I just crying, and it is so painful to be at this place where so many people are suffering. And the question I want to ask is, your personal journey demonstrates that we don't have to do this. What would you say is one of the first things that can help people make that connection with their body? What do we need to learn? What are the tips that will help us step into that place where we can rid ourselves of disease and illness? And maybe even, by the way, how about preventing a few of these?
No, that's not possible.
should I believe that point of view? What do you think?
Well, what you were talking about there is very interesting. And yes, we will get to some of the tools. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is, when we're actually in it, it's really difficult to see.
Yes.
And SHIT, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's easier to look outside. And you were talking about, you know, seeing these kids with terrible cancers and stuff. And it's like you go into crying or you go into the pity. What does that actually create for those kids? So what I look at there is, one of the things that came up for me when I first went to England to say goodbye to my father 6 years ago, when I got off the plane, you know, I was a stick and I was feeling rather dizzy, et cetera, and I was as white as a ghost. And my dad looked at me and this feeling of pity came up from him and it was projected on me. And that really, for me, that really made me very angry. Because it wasn't empowering me to change anything. It was, oh, look at that poor boy, you know. And it was, it didn't really change anything for me. And it's sort of like, oh, yeah, I am a poor boy. And I started to align and agree with it. And I started to resist to it. So with that, if you're looking at somebody with disease, what if you were actually to expand and actually go into a question and go, okay, they've got a disease. Okay, that's obvious. What could I be right now that would change that? And it doesn't, you don't, notice I ask the question, what can I be? You don't necessarily have to do anything, because part of the healing thing is actually stepping into being. And when you step into that being, then things can actually start to change, because you don't lock it into this reality of what is right and what is wrong about a cancer or any of those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And just being can create the change not just in yourself, but also in the people that are around you, and even people on the other side of the planet. That's like one of my clients early on in the piece. She had a daughter that was really, really nasty piece of work, and we could have looked at, you know, what we could do to change that, but instead what we did a lot of work on changing my client's point of view and all the resistance and reaction that went with her daughter. And we did lots of bars and we did lots of processes. We did lots of verbal processes as well, body processes. And within a year, the whole situation changed, and the woman on the other side of the world, because her daughter lived in London and she lived in Cairns in Australia, and her daughter started to change without doing any of the processing, or it was all her mother that was doing all the changing. So her mother was willing to step into that space of being something so totally different and not judging her daughter for the choices that she was making anymore, i.e. Using an enormous amount of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that, for me, that was a real acknowledgement of when we actually don't go into the pity or the fight or the resistance or the alignment and agreement or all of those very constricting feelings, then step into being, then we can actually create more space for not only yourself to change, but also for other people to change.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so much that folks are talking about, Liam, about energy, about the forces, the power that we have to create our lives and our destinies, and you know, how powerful we are within our own being, within the nature of the mind, within, you know, free will. A lot of conversations around this. And you know, I know we're going to talk about the tips today as well. But there's also the conversation about, you know, what are we really experiencing? I was on a show today, and we're actually getting a couple of questions in here and instant feedback, and folks would like you to clarify a couple of things, and I'll get to that in a second. But I was doing a show earlier today, and we were talking about, does transformation have to be hard? And my guest had, you know, a perspective on life where transformation is hard. And, you know, I said to her, and standing in your yes is hard, and you get some hard lessons, and, you know, there's struggle. And I just stopped. I rarely do this in a show, by the way. I stopped and I said, you know, I just got to tell you, that is not the way that I choose to live in my yes and what I say yes to in my life. And we had a conversation about this, which was really interesting. And I ended up saying something like, you know, maybe the difference between us is age. And not going to mention, I'm a bit older than you are, Liam, and I was a bit older than she was. And I basically said, you know, at this point in my life, I really don't choose to live in the place of struggle. So I don't want to select no in my life. I want to select the possibility of yes all the time. And we had a really interesting chat with that. So my question is, do people know what they don't know? And I guess there's a couple of instant feedbacks that are coming in here that are talking about, and would love for you to address this idea of, how do we come to learn that we are stuck in the middle of a point of view that doesn't serve us?
Yeah.
Isn't that a great question?
Well, they're all great, but everything that you brought, there's just so much in it that you just brought up with that.
Yeah, yeah.
What I do is I always follow the energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about that life could be a hard and a struggle, and mm-hmm. how that sort of, that wasn't what you were choosing, and what a beautiful way to put that. It is a choice. What I look at is, sometimes it can be uncomfortable, because when you're actually step out of everything that you know, and I'm going to use that word comfort zone because it's well known, when you mm-hmm. start getting out of that, it's sort of like, yes, it can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it never has to be hard. What if you were to actually ask the question, like, what's it going to take for this to, to change this with ease. So if you are going through some, and here is one of those tools, and if you are going through something that you perceive is difficult or that you feel is difficult, what if you turn it 180 degrees? And this is a really cool tool. Whatever difficulty that you're going through, turn it 180 degrees and keep turning it 180 degrees. So you turn, and it's because it's spherical, this particular tool. You turn it 180 degrees clockwise and then you turn it 180 degrees upside down and then 180 degrees another way, 180 degrees another way. And you can keep doing that until it's no longer significant. And then you can ask the question, so what's it going to take to change this with ease? And then you'll get a different awareness of what's required for you to change that. It may be that you need to change your point of view. It may be that you need to have a look whose point of view it is that you're actually operating from. It could be 100, 110 million things. But it will give you an awareness of where you're sticking yourself. And we'll start to, because a question, when you ask a question, then you send that out to the universe and then you're actually willing to receive a different possibility. So it's a really cool, I haven't used that tool for a long time, actually turning everything 180 degrees around and then asking a question from that new point of view. But it is really cool, and it sort of does your head in a little bit, because you can no longer hold on to that point of view and make it solid.
And, you know, let's talk about this in terms of, you know, what we're hearing right now and we have heard, and I would say for the past 10 years, about the law of attraction and things that we can and cannot do and how we do them and how we should do them or not do them. Most of the time, you know, those conversations really lean towards those things that people hold as the manifestation in the world. I want the love of my life to show up. And by the way, please have he or she show up in a Rolls Royce, taking me to the yacht. But now let's shift it to this conversation we're having about health and disease. Sometimes it's easier for folks, and I got a couple questions about this right now for you, to imagine that Rolls Royce than it is to imagine them well.
Yeah. So another cool tool that I've been using with this sort of thing. Well, there's two things that's really coming up for me right now. It's like, What if you were actually, first of all, know what it is that the change that you would like to create in your life? Because, you know, just like, I just want to be well is may not be asking the right question. It's sort of like, what can I change here that would allow this to come about with total ease? And if you ask more open-ended questions, because if we go back to the Rolls Royce thing, if you've already decided that person has to show up with a Rolls Royce and you're going to end up on a yacht, then you're not willing to receive everybody else that could show you something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You're very focused on that, and you know you might be able to create it, you might not. But for me, it's sort of more like I'd be looking at things like, okay, so what? What would I really like in my life? Is it the Rolls Royce and the yacht and the man, or is it somebody who's nurturing and caring for me and my body and allow me to do whatever it is that I like to do?
Mm-hmm.
So a bit different question.
Right.
And when it comes to disease, it's sort of like just saying, I want to get rid of it. You're already making the disease and everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask a different question, like, these tools now, what is this and can I change it? So let's say if you've got indigestion and you go, what is this, right? That will take you out of the sign and the symptom and the conclusion that most people come to, that it was caused by something that they ate, for instance. And then you can ask, can I change that? And that will give you another awareness of, okay, so It may be a no in that 10 seconds, but you can always ask that question again later on. Because once you've actually asked that, what is this, it might take a little while for the universe to actually rearrange everything so that it can be changed. So when you ask that second question, can I change this? If you get a no, don't come to the conclusion that you'll never be able to change it. It's just that in that 10 seconds, it can't be changed. So if we go back to your example with the kids with cancer, and you see them there, or you're watching the video or whatever, and you ask, what is this? And then, can I change this? When you ask, can I change it? If you get a no, you don't have to go, oh my God, those poor kids, they're going to be stuck with this forever. That's another conclusion. It's only in this 10 seconds. Okay, let's ask again in another half an hour, see if it can be changed now. Let's ask tomorrow. And then you might get a yes. And then you can ask, okay, then you can ask the how question. So how can I change this? What do I have to do? Where do I have to go? Who do I have to talk to? What do I have to change within myself to create a different energy around this?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that because what it does, it allows you to live in the world of, and let me just talk to you about this for a little bit. At least for me, when I hear you saying that, It always brings you to, or brings me to, a place where I can allow for things to show up that weren't there yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that because, you know, for me, that's honestly the way that, you know, my life has been for the past several years. And, you know, I don't know how much you know about this, but, you know, I used to go to bed at night, and it wasn't too long ago, not sure if I was going to wake up the next day, you know, because of what was told to me that I had. Yeah. And I think when you live with that, boy, you got to be able to get to the questions that you're talking about here, Liam. Otherwise, you'd stress yourself out.
Yeah. And so, you know, when somebody, and a doctor has quite a lot of power if you align and agree with them. Now, that most of them are many doctors are healers. So they came into the profession actually wanting to make a change. And oh, I'm getting goosebumps as I talk about this now. And they're wanting to make a change, but then all the daily stuff comes in and all the statistics come in. And are you a statistic or are you an infinite being with ultimate choice? With not ultimate choice, but infinite choice. So but if you sell yourself to the doctor's point of view, which is often just based on a statistical analysis of all those people with that particular disease, then you will have to start to create more of that reality, maybe not more of that disease, but at least more of that disease in this reality. So if you're willing to ask that question, you know, is this light for me? What the doctor said to me, I might not wake up tomorrow morning. Is that true?
Right.
And if it feels heavy a little bit, you know it's not true for you. So then for me, what I would do with that particular situation, I would destroy and before I go to bed, I'd destroy and uncreate everything, every point of view that I'd bought from any doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. And so when I woke up in the morning, that point of view will no longer be there.
Mm.
And or at least it will give the possibility of starting to dissipate.
Mm.
So wake up in the morning, you have the possibility of having a new blank sheet without all of those points of view that people have either projected or that you have bought in some way the next day, which is exactly what you were saying about living in those infinite possibilities, and you're willing to receive those infinite possibilities. But if you've got all this junk in your head going around and around and around, all those thoughts and feelings from other people, then it's very difficult to receive a different possibility. And put and pock everywhere where I said difficult there. Let's turn it 180 degrees, turn it 180 degrees, turn it 180 degrees, and what question could we ask there? I did an example of exactly how I work. As soon as I catch myself going, oh, it's very difficult,
right,
I have a look at it immediately.
about
with my life.
Well, let's do this, Liam. I want to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm losing my voice. Talk radio to thrive by.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our 7 Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite
invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to have Liam Phillips joining me here today. And, you know, before we go ahead and continue to talk about and give our listeners some tips, Liam, I think it's really important to talk about, you know, what our listeners can get in terms of this free recording you've put together for them, information about your website, and also some information about some of the activities and classes and seminars and things you've got planned. So why don't we take a minute to do that?
Sure thing. Well, one of the things is I've created this little 10 tips to create more communion with your body. So if you go to my website, liamphillips.com, I think it's on the front page there, you can actually sign up for those 10 tips. And somewhere in there too, I did a free telecall a couple of weeks ago, which you can also sign up for. And that goes through the first three or four of those tips in quite some depth. It's a free call, it's really quite amazing. I was so grateful for the people on the call for asking those questions. And then for the Dr. Pat people, I've put a little 10% off for you guys. If you want to come along to the next Get to Know Your Body Monthly, which is a monthly call that I do, which is usually $50. You can put in the code Dr. Pat when you get to the sign up page, and that will give you 10% off automatically. And this month, it's an amazing call. We're looking at healing. So if you figure that you've got some sort of healing capacity, then you may really like to be on that call, because we're going to look at healing capacities from a very different point of view to perhaps what you've been exposed to before. Awesome. And then finally, we've got the Hello Body teleclass series, which starts, I think, on the 26th of October, which is going to be a fabulous call. It's going to take you through everything step by step, and you get to ask questions personally, and you'll get all the clearings. At the end of the call, you'll get the call that you can listen to over and over again, and a clearing loop which will go deeper and deeper and deeper each time that you listen to it. So that's going to be fantastic. How's it get any better than that?
Oh, it's just fabulous, fabulous. Thank you so much for all of your generosity and what you're doing. It's amazing and it's powerful. Thank you so much. You know, Liam, I wanted to talk with you a bit about some of the tips, some of the things you've learned. I know that there are several that have been personally and important to you. But I got to tell you, you know, some of these are really, I have found them in my life, you know, to be absolutely incredible turning points. And at the same time, man, they're tough. And the one that I'm really talking about, maybe we can talk about it, is this idea of stop judging our body. You know what? It's like you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're looking at your hair one day and you're thinking, ugh, what did I just do? Now, imagine a body that is taken on, you know, a direction that you never thought it would. In my case, I gained close to 50 pounds, maybe more, and I didn't know how to stop it. Talk about this judging your body, if you would.
Okay, cool. I missed a little bit of that, but.
Yeah, why don't we do this? Let's take a short break and come back.
The last part.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, let's see if we can do a little bit redial on the connection here and get this going. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Liam Phillips joining me here today. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Gratitude asks abundance, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which offers you the ability to multiply yourself according to your desires. I am that which sees you everywhere I lay my glance. I am that which opens wide the arms to you so that you can express your nature constantly. Gratitude is on a mission to create unlimited abundance by allowing it to circulate through you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this unlimited creative potential every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life by expressing your own desires of abundance and placing them in our Seven Spheres of Gratitude origami box, which emanates powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Liam Phillips joining me here today. How exciting this is. You know, curing the incurable. For those of us that have been, and I'm just going to say it, maybe Liam, you're going to have to do some clearing on me. But for those of us that have been dragging ourselves around for years, you know, wondering what the heck is going on with us, it is thanks to the work that Liam and all of the folks at Access Consciousness are bringing forth to the world that we get to find another way to think about our lives and another way to be. Liam, I can't thank you enough for joining me here today. And of course, you know, my hat goes off to all of the friends and folks at Access Consciousness because, you know, this is truly a journey that we all take together. So let's get right to the tips, if you would.
Yeah, sure. Well, we were looking at judgment just before we took a commercial break. And one of the things with judgment is when somebody judges you, how do you feel? Do you feel light or do you feel heavy?
I feel horrible.
Yeah, you feel horrible. That's because it's not really very pleasant to be around a lot of judgment. So you would be probably one, Pat, you'd probably be one of these people that would probably judge themselves before you judge anybody else. Would that be
correct?
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Boy, you nailed me.
It's sort of like, and I'm the same, and there's many people out there that do it. It's sort of like for instance, we were having a little problem with Skype there, and it's sort of like, oh, what did I do wrong?
Ah.
Rather than going into, okay, so what can I be here to change this? And as soon as you go into that judgment, that's when you actually start to create more of that reality. So if you go into the judgment of, oh, you know, I'm getting a little bit older now, getting a bit over the hill. I'm over 45 and my hair is turning gray and everything's sagging. That's what you're going to start to create more of in your life. So it's really cool if you can actually start to catch yourself wherever you're judging. And then you can ask a question like, okay, cool, so I'm judging here. What can I do to change this? And one of the tools that I use to change that is literally I just bottom pocket. And that's short speak for using the access clearing statement. So it's like the full access clearing statement, which you can hear on the Access site or on my site, is good, bad, right, wrong, pop, all night, short boys and beyonds. So it goes to the actual point of creation where you bought that judgment as real and everywhere where you've been destroying your life with that or your body. So next time you come up with a judgment like, oh, I can't change this, I am not good enough, whatever that is, you can go, okay, pod and pop that. And it will start to create more space for you to create a different reality with your body.
Well, this is really the conversation that, you know, is so important to have, you know, come to the forefront. And that is this idea that we can actually clear things that no longer serve us. And let's talk a little bit about the clearing statements and why these clearing statements are so powerful and important, if we could.
Yeah, well, they're just a tool that you can use that allows you to expand things. So when you're in a lot of judgment, for instance, when you're around people that are judging, or when you're around yourself when you're judging, it feels contractive.
Yes.
So the clearing statement really, it works so simply because you don't really need to know how it works. It just does. It's sort of like a car. You know, everybody drives a car these days or uses a computer. You don't need to know how they work. All you need to know that they do work and ask questions like, okay, I'm in the car, where do I put the key? Okay, where do I want to go? And that's basically all you need to do, and that's how the clearing statement works. You catch yourself judging, or you catch yourself doing something that is not going to create more expansiveness for you, and you can just stop and pod and pock it. And I like using that pod and pock, because a lot of people don't remember the full clearing statement. You could say everything that crazy person Liam says, or that crazy person says, or whatever. Or you can just say pod and pock. I had a friend who was a business coach, and she was with one of the biggest business coaching companies in the world. And they had a seminar, and she had done some access. And she introduced the CEO of this company. And halfway through, she made a faux pas, which a little bit of a lead balloon. It wasn't something she really wanted to say. And in front of 150 people, top executives in the world, she said, oh, I'm pod and pock that. Well, for me, that is sort of like, that was really funny, because I was the only one that knew what she said. But it changed the energy. So most people in that situation would, in their head, they'd go, and use the F word, you know, or the S word, or whatever, and that's that would be self judgment. Instead, she changed the energy of it immediately, and as soon as she said, "Oh, I'm pod and pock that," everything lightened up in the room, and she could get on with introducing this guy from a very different space. And it was a phenomenal talk after that, I must admit, and it was just a lot of ease. The whole day was a lot of ease around it afterwards. So, yeah, if you can start stepping out of your judgment, you can actually start to change things that you didn't think were possible before.
Well, I think that this is really one of the very important things for us to think about. But there are other tips here as well. And one of the things I did want to ask you about is, you know, this idea of looking at ourselves, you know, from this place where we can see our bodies in ways that they don't show up in the moment, right? And I wanted to talk to you about this idea and one of the tips that you say when you say don't make disease, pain, or suffering serious. I would love to talk about this tip because, wow, how do you do that? How do you do that, Liam?
That's a good question.
I know. I picked that one out. It's juicy.
I was looking. I went, what? Where is Pat going with this one? And I was looking at that exact tip on my piece of paper there. And I'm going, oh, that's cool. That's the one that's coming up. Yeah, when you're in it, oh, my God, doesn't it feel significant?
Oh, my gosh, Liam. It feels horrific.
And heavy and all of that sort of stuff. And oh my God, yeah. It's sort of like, what are you creating with that? More lightness or more of exactly that same thing? One of my guests that's going to come on in December is a guy called Brett. And We were talking a couple of months ago, and I just got this energy to invite him on the show, because everything that we were talking about when we, because he had a disease as well, everything that he was talking about, I had gone through, and everything that I was talking about, he had gone through. And it was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then we had a look at what we had actually done before we had come to Access that actually made some differences for us. And one of those things was that we both wrote poetry. We both told a lot of jokes. We both did a lot of creative stuff with, as much as possible as our bodies would allow us. And that was very light, even though that we had a disease. And it was really good fun talking with him, because I'd never talked to anybody about this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was a bit wrong to sort of make light of my, disease and what was going wrong with, quote unquote, with my body. But what I was actually doing, I wasn't making it significant, and I wasn't making it serious. It was a tool that I didn't even know was a tool. I just did it because I knew that there was something else other than the heaviness that I was choosing at that time. And I kept on looking for the lightness in things. So I would take myself to movies that would inspire me. And I'd listen to stuff that would inspire me. And I read books and I did programs and I looked at all different aspects of things, anything to create more lightness, and anything that created a heaviness, you know, like I started Qigong halfway through my disease, and it was really great for the first two or three times, and then I made my body go, and my body didn't want to do it anymore, and I got sicker and sicker and sicker, and it got heavier and heavier and heavier, so I stopped it, and then it became life again. So I was always on this pathway of looking for the lightness without even knowing that I was doing that. I was seeking something else other than this serious heaviness that was around. And I'm sure that if we were to open that up to, or ask that question of yourself and other people, you would have found places where you were doing that as well.
There's no question about that. And, you know, it's interesting because we think that we go down this road and we think we're doing ourselves a favor and we're living, let's say, on the light side of things. But yet we don't realize that every time we force something on ourselves, you know what I mean by force something, whether it's a point of view, whether it's an exercise, whether it's a treatment, it's a force. It's not a joy or flow.
Yeah, well, when somebody forces something on you, does it feel light or does it feel heavy?
Never feels light. I can't, you know, I can't remember not one circumstance in my life, not one, where it feels light.
We actually force something onto our bodies or force ourselves to do something out of a sense of, I've got to do it because it's the family, or I've got to do it for this reason, or I've got to do it to make money or whatever it is. I'm not saying don't go and make money or don't go and see the family. What I'm saying is, what if you didn't have to do it from the force? Oh, that goes completely against Star Wars there.
May the force be
with you. Right. May the potency be with you. Yeah?
Yeah.
What if you did it with potency, which is actually much larger than a force? A force is like that laser beam that they used in Star Wars, and the potency is that expansiveness that always creates something different that you may have a sense of, but you don't know exactly how it's going to show up. I know, Pat, when you started your radio show, you sent me an email last week, and when you started your radio show, it was sort of like you didn't know how it was going to show up, but it showed up. And it showed up in a way for you that has totally changed not only your life, but thousands and thousands of other people that have tuned into your show and tuned into you.
Yeah. So, and, you know, and I have to tell you, and this really brings us to a great place to, you know, close our conversation today. What you talked about earlier of living in the question and asking questions, that is the place that I was at that point in time. And I live today that so opened the door for me to even see what the possibilities were. You know, Liam, what we're talking about is so brilliant because by asking the questions you talked about earlier, you can be amazed at what shows up. That's what I think the key is to what you're saying. When I was living in the question of my life and I had one thing in mind and that was helping millions of people worldwide, I didn't sit down and say, oh, and let it be radio. As a matter of fact, Liam, I didn't even know it was an option.
Yeah.
But you were willing to receive whatever matched the energy of what you had been asking. And that's the trick. And because not many people are really willing to receive because they've got too many points of view that they've made serious and significant. So if you can step out of that serious and significant, and here's a tool to do that with. Every morning you get up and you ask this question, what grand and glorious adventure can I have today?
Mm.
And that is actually going to change the energy of, and we were talking earlier of, you know, like going to bed, not knowing whether you're going to wake up the next day. Well, when you do, it's sort of like, alleluia, that's a miracle. It's a miracle if you wake up tomorrow, whether you've got a disease or not. It's a miracle. You are the miracle. So, and if you ask that question, what grand and glorious adventure can I have today? And you could even add, that would change what's ever going on with my body right away. It rhymes. Then you can have a different possibility start to show up. And I often do that, and you know, like, today I woke up and I asked that, and yesterday it was 35 degrees in Brisbane. It was really hot. And I woke up this morning, what grand and glorious adventure can I have today? And it's stormy weather. It's cool. The rain is pouring down. And I love that weather. You know, it's I'll acknowledge where I've asked a question and I have created a change. So that's the other part of it, is what if you were willing to acknowledge everywhere where you're making a change, even if it's only a tiny little thing, even if you can only walk like 100 meters down to your letterbox, and then tomorrow you may do 120 meters or 120 yards for the Americans. You know, you do an extra 20 yards, you know, acknowledge that your body was able to do that. Acknowledge that you made a different choice, and then more of that will show up.
I love it. Liam, thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one more time, please give out your website for folks.
Yeah, cool. That's liamphillips.com. It's easy.
All right. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. For more about the Dr. Pat Show, we've made it easy for you to do. Go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Remember, today you heard something that will change your life. We'd love to invite you to join us in changing lives around the world. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday.